but after discussing the collection, he didn't immediately say, "Let each of you set aside in storage," even though this is naturally expected. But after first stating, "As I directed the churches of Galatia," he included this, sparking their competitive spirit by sharing examples of others doing well and shaping it into a narrative. He did this too when writing to the Romans. To them, while seemingly explaining why he was heading to Jerusalem, he introduces his discussion on charity. "But now I'm going to Jerusalem, serving the saints, because Macedonia and Achaia felt it was fitting to make a particular contribution for the poor among the saints." But in that case, he motivates them by referring to Macedonians and Corinthians, in this case, Galatians. His statement, "As I directed the churches of Galatia, so also do you," was sure to make them feel shamed to ever be found lacking compared to the Galatians. And he doesn't just say, "I advised" or "I counseled," but "I directed," which carries more authority. And he doesn't use a single city or two or three, but an entire nation. He also does this in his theological directives, stating, "Just like in all the churches of the saints." For if this is powerful enough to solidify doctrines, it's even more so for encouraging imitation of actions.